And then a lorry had arrived with a bulldozer, and they bulldozed a gap in the bank, and they pushed all the soil against Mr. Speck's fence. Still there, I think. Well, it is, I know it is. And they made a fairish gap in the bank. Then other lorries arrived. That went away, the bulldozer. Other lorries arrived, and they'd got pontoons on. There was square pontoons with a bevel under end at one end. One end was square. They were about 7 foot wide, I would think, and 25 foot long, like boxes, and about 3 foot deep, I would think. 3 foot deep. They'd got a handrail about a foot down all the way along each side, and another lorry brought, well, I think it was two or three, brought soldiers on their own. They all jumped out, these soldiers, and eventually put a rope round these pontoons at the back end, pulled them off a lorry. They were stacked one on top of the other, pulled one off the lorry onto the floor. The men got round it each side and carried it towards the river, and eventually they went down the banking, down the mud, and put it in the river and fixed it with a rope. And then they fetched the other one and did the same with that one, and they butted the two square ends together, making a longer pontoon, maybe 40 odd foot wide, I would think. Then after that, another lorry come with sort of lattice girders, I would call, think you'd call them. Anyhow, they were carrying these down, and they made a ramp down to the river. When I said several other lorries came, and they put this ramp fabricated down to the river, onto the edge of the pontoon they'd put in. And after that, other lorries had arrived bringing decking. It was made of wood. I think it got steel on it as well. And then the sappers carried that and made the ramp down to the river on the top of it. So you've got a way down, wide enough to take a vehicle, down to the river on a pontoon which was floating. So as the river went up and down, so that end of the ramp could go up and down. That's what that was.